Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name
Hello.
Is Susan. Yes, hi. My name is Susan of Opinion Research, National Public Opinion Firm, ma'am. And we're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
You got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Actually, you know, it's not going to take 2 minutes. It's going to take probably like 4 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And am I speaking to Desiree Cruz?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Thank you. Okay. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay. Thank you. And which state do you currently live? California? Other?
California.
Thank you. And which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Merced. Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
On a cell phone.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate or political office? Yes, no.
No.
Thank you. Now, may I ask, in what year were you born?
72.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other?
Other.
Thank you. That would be?
Multiracial.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just a moment. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school, high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, 2-year college degree, 4-year college bachelor's degree, some postgraduate work, no degree, 2 to 3 years postgraduate work, master's degree, or doctoral law degree?
I got a 4-year college bachelor's.
Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I love Joe Biden, and I don't disapprove at all of what he's doing.
Okay, so that would be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
I absolutely approve everything he's done.
Okay. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Gavin Newsom?
Yes. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I approve everything he's doing as well.
Okay, would that be somewhat or strongly approved?
Oh, strongly approved, sorry.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Oh, I would never vote for a Republican candidate, so it would be Democratic.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics.
Mm-hmm.
For each one,
mm-hmm.
please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Donald Trump, favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris? Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion?
Kamala Harris, and she's favorable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Esmeralda Soria?
Favorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose, favorable, unfavorable?
I don't know her.
Okay. Thank you. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Border security, taxes, homelessness, health care, inflation and cost of living, jobs and the economy, abortion, education, climate change, crime and public safety.
I can only pick one?
Yes.
I would have to say it would be abortion because I'm for women's reproductive rights.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay.
10. Interesting.
Thank you. Excuse me. Next. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, other mother?
Esmeralda Soria, Democrat.
Esmeralda, okay. Would that be Esmeralda... Definitely,
Soria.
Probably, or Lean.
Esmeralda Soria, she's a Democratic candidate.
Yes.
I would vote for her.
Okay, so would that be Esmeralda Soria definitely, or probably, or Lean?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Headed in the right direction.
Thank you. Next. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Decreased.
Thank you. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
Yes or no? Okay. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia-Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her, to vote for her for state assembly. Okay. On Joanna Garcia-Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
There's no difference. I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. Joanna Garcia-Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
There's no difference.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
There's no difference.
Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
There's no difference.
Okay. Last one here. And the assembly, Joanna Rose, actually for this part, I'm sorry, but thank you for being so patient. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks in making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
There's no difference. She should probably switch her party affiliation.
Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, other mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Esmeralda Soria.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. All right. Politicians, Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from ethical and a corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with? Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote? No difference.
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote? No difference.
No difference.
Thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote? No difference.
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely. No difference.
No difference.
Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, somewhat less likely, much less likely? No difference.
No difference.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely? No difference.
No difference.
Thank you. Okay, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other than mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member?
I would still vote for the Democrat.
Okay. Soria. Now, I have just a few, okay. I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I recently changed for the primaries my affiliation to Democrat, but I'm independent.
Okay. So that would be
Democrat. Right now, I'm a Democrat because I had to be able to participate in the primaries for the presidential election, for the presidential primary.
Okay, so that would be lean to Democrats, not so strong Democrat, or strong Democrat.
Oh, I thought you were asking my party affiliation.
No, it's actually asking if, regardless of how you feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
So I'm registered to vote as a Democrat because to do that in California, it lets you participate in the primaries. Normally through the year, I'm independent. But if you want to participate in the primaries, you have to vote for, you have to register for one party or the other for the presidential primaries.
Okay. So you're still Okay.
I'm currently Democrat.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Well, I don't think anybody's not pro-life, but I mean, of course I'm pro-choice because it shouldn't be anybody's business.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for against a candidate. On that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would? No, you would not.
I would vote against them on that stance, yes.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. That includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I strongly, strongly appreciate it for taking your time and your patience with me. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.